This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I can't believe we're going to do this song that I contest is unpunchable, but we'll try. I was thinking about even making it my unpunchable jam at the end of this episode just as a fuck you.
I genuinely would love that and am totally on board with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, do that.
Punch it!
It's time for
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
What's up, Jam Crackers? That's the best
it.
I got.
It's great.
That's amazing.
It's great. I was also going to be like, and jam people of color, but then I was like, nah, that ruins everything I just done.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam. My name is Miel.
I'm Demi.
And we make jams better.
We sure do.
Or at least we try to and usually fail.
Wow, that's such a concise way of saying it that it's weird that every single time I'm just kind of like, we listen to a song and then we fix it, the song.
It's good banter, though.
It's good banter. And everyone is listening to this podcast for good banter.
Yeah, not for like a musical education. Certainly not on this episode.
Oh, I think if you're turning into learning thing, you use a book.
Well, actually, in a way, you did learn something, and that is don't trust us ever.
Don't trust us.
I think we should introduce our lovely, delightful, cherubic guest.
Cherubic? I wonder if she'll have something to say about that. You know her as a writer on Speechless, a writer on Friends with College, and the sole brain behind the shows Friends and The Office. It's Brody Gupta!
You can talk now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Also, sorry I called you a cherub earlier.
No, I love it.
I'm insulted that I've never been called cherubic.
No, I love it. It makes me feel special. It makes me feel like a star in some
way.
Yeah,
that's how I meant it, and I'm glad you're interpreting it correctly. Thank
well,
you.
Well, that goes for any adjective about me, by the way.
What, they're all good?
Yeah, if anyone qualifies anything about me, I'm like, oh my God, you thought about me.
It's just a net positive.
Yeah, it's just a net positive for me. One time when I was in high school, one of my teachers called me a young woman, and I said, thank you.
Young lady!
Yeah, I was like, thank you so much.
Oh my God,
like,
do you think of me that way?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so curious, Brody. What was it about Mbop that you were like, gotta talk about it?
Well, first of all, it's the three M's at the beginning.
M-m-m-bop.
M-m-m-bop. And that's how... Mbop is actually short for M-m-m-bop.
Yeah. M-m-m-m-bop.
I mean, I just think it's... I think it's an amazing song.
Yeah.
And I just think that we can really... This is a song that we can dissect. This is a song that we can really get in on.
Yeah.
I'm also Hanson's manager.
Oh
my God.
You
on
do
top
so
of creating
much.
The Office
I do.
And Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were also Hanson's manager.
And you asked us not to mention it, but I believe you also created Saturday Night Live.
I did.
Yeah. And she's been a cast member since the first season.
That's crazy.
I'm the longest running cast member. No one ever talks about it. That's called erasure.
It is erasure.
That changes today. Welcome to the pod, guys.
Yeah. Fuck you, Keenan.
So I thought I knew everything there was to know about this song, being that I was 8 years old when it came out.
Oh, yeah. You were the age it was for.
Oh, I was exactly the age it was for. And I also look like every member combined.
I was just going to ask if you were interested in maybe dating Hanson.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like on the surface, I kind of was like, ooh, what is this feeling? Is it attraction or do I want to dress and look like them exactly?
And it was both.
It was both.
That's called being horny.
Is that what it is? Because when I look at their video now, I'm like, that just looks exactly like me.
You know the black or white video when they start morphing
yes,
into ever?
Yes.
You look like the midway point between any two members of the band.
Between Zach and Isaac Hanson.
Yeah.
But apparently I did not, because doing the research for this song, I learned so much. It came out in 97. Hanson was three brothers, if you must know. The baby one was Zach. He was 10 when they wrote this song. That's right.
Wow.
They wrote this song.
Okay,
wait,
but like...
they wrote...
What was his input here is my question.
He plays drums and he shreds
I saw
at 10.
I got some notes about that. But.
Okay. Then the 12-year-old who was, like, in my opinion, the heartthrob was mm-hmm. Taylor. I mean, he still is. They're still alive. In fact, one time...
Sorry, how old is he?
Shut the fuck up.
No, I just want to...
I was 8. I'm
allowed
to say
it. No, I know. I missed it. Yeah. But he was 14?
12.
12. Got it.
So not even anywhere.
Not even a multisyllabic number. He was just 12. Yeah. Before the teens.
Yes.
Got
before
it.
Before the teens.
And you're an 8-year-old just being like, honka honka, give me that 12-year-old.
Or was that emotion, ooh, that's who I want to be when I grow up. I can't say I was 8. The feelings were all the same at that age.
It was probably a little bit of both. It was, ooh, that's who I want to be and who I want to do.
Yeah. It's like a Highlander situation.
Exactly.
And then the oldest one, who was 15, who in my opinion, just as a total outsider knowing nothing, was the black sheep.
Ooh.
Wow.
The closest thing to an adult was you going, I don't like that.
Yeah, I was like, Isaac,
I was just going to say.
He looks a little too mature for this dynamic that in my head is just two people.
Sure.
But like, probably he was like the spearhead of this movement, I have to imagine.
15.
15. Writing a song with your 10-year-old brother? Like, you have to be in charge, right?
They had to get rides to the studio.
Yeah, they...
Well, here's the other crazy thing is that they're all multi-instrumentalists. So on top of writing this song as tiny children, they also played all the music.
This is some Partridge Family bullshit.
Well, yeah, so that's why I was like, what's the story? Yeah. And it turns out they're the oldest of 7 homeschooled children.
Oh, no. Something
in
dark
Tulsa,
is about
to happen. And an evangelical Christian home.
Yep.
Yep.
So suddenly I'm like, oh, that's why they're so good at everything. Yeah.
Because they have the power of
all
Jesus?
All they did all day. They didn't go to school. Do you know how good I used to be at scratching scratch and sniff stickers when I was homeschooled? Extremely prodigal levels of good.
You were the yo-yo mom of the scratch and sniff
world. Oh my
world.
God.
Yeah, but not of yo-yos, which were also popular at that time, and I was very bad
at. You were scratch and sniff ma.
Truthfully, if you're a homeschooled kid and you're not a prodigy at least one thing, like, you're a failure to the homeschool community.
Yikes.
It's just the way we are.
Oh my God.
Okay, outside of just the insane nature of children writing this song, which will almost get more insane when we start reading the verse lyrics.
It's so... Yeah.
I have them up.
Same.
Oh, good, because we are going to need to decipher these. They were nominated for 3 Grammys from this song.
One for each of them.
Oh my God.
Can you believe?
They don't have to share their Grammy.
Well, they did not win A1, well, but they were nominated for 3.
They would have had to share them with the other 4 kids.
Right?
The infants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. The other 4 kids grew up to be the ladies from Sex and the City.
Oh, everyone in that damn family.
It's amazing.
Miranda Hanson.
On top of just 3 nominations, 2 of them like kind of are like, okay, that makes sense. Because in my mind, this is like such like a kid's song. So the fact that this got nominated for a Grammy, much less 3, is insane.
Yeah.
The first 2 nominations, I'm like, okay, like best pop performance by a group with vocals. Like, all right, sure, they could get in for that. Or best new artist. I'm like, well, that one always is kind of for the kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were also nominated for Record of the Year.
That totally makes sense to me.
What? Really? Wait, what year? What was
the
any other song?
This was
98
the year
Grammys.
This is the year OK Computer came out. This is so fucking funny to me. Imagine Tom York just being like, oh, hello, we're nominated for Record of the Year. Oh, me too. That's so crazy. What do you do? Oh, I'm in Radiohead. I don't know what that is.
No, this is the fact that I was trying to fact check furiously before we started rolling, but it made Zach, I believe to this day, but maybe not, the youngest person ever nominated for a songwriting Grammy.
Incredible.
That's amazing.
Unless someone was younger than 12, I think he still has that title.
I'm absolutely gonna like be the Serena and Venus father to my kids. I'm like, I want a younger Grammy. That's my new goal in life.
Two.
Oh my God.
I mean, maybe
what are these chords? You're an idiot.
Maybe like Baby Shark will get us there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe
Grammy award winning? I mean, doesn't sound that crazy.
No.
It's not that crazy. I mean, 3 Grammy nominations.
Wait. DJ Khaled's kid, because he's credited on like everything he does now.
Yeah.
He's
gonna
be the youngest.
Or was like Blue Ivy on Lemonade? I don't know.
Oh, she might have been.
Blue Ivy was in.
She got a songwriting credit.
She got a songwriting credit.
She wrote Drunk in Love, which is fucked up because she knew what it was like to be drunk.
She's like, bah, 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 bah. And her mom's like, yes, that's the hook.
Surfboard. There it is.
Just, can you imagine? a baby looking at you and just getting surfboard.
It's her first words, yeah. And Beyonce's like, that's it.
That's like the most threatening thing in the most threatening way.
It's so dark. Yeah. It's so surfboard. Dark. Your child. It's every parent's worst nightmare to look at their child and hear surfboard.
I didn't think it could happen to me.
Jay, I was in the nursery and Blue Ivy just woke up. Her eyes were red and she looked at me and said, surfboard.
But it sounded kind of like surfboard.
I think we should use it. I love it. That's the hook.
Okay, I think, Demi, did you grab the beginning clip? Because they they also performed at the 1998 what? Grammys, and they were introduced. This is like the weirdest like zeitgeist
it's
of culture.
It's so funny. Oh,
can you just play it? I don't want to even tell you who introduced them.
Wait, I want you to guess who it is, Brody.
Let me...
1998 Grammys.
Okay, 1998.
Who's the
Grammys.
Biggest star in the world? 1998.
Oh my god. I mean, Celine Dion.
Think bigger. I'm talking bigger than Jesus Christ himself.
Was it Britney?
Bigger than Britney. This man's like seven Britneys.
Oh my god, was it Michael Jackson?
Bigger than Michael Jackson. I'm just gonna play it.
Our next performers, Hanson. Our three brothers, Isaac 17, Taylor 14, and 12-year-old Zach. The only person in this building who can make Leanne Rimes look like a slacker. Their runaway hit, Bop, is the most infectious thing to hit the music world since Marilyn Manson. Please welcome Hanson.
It's Kelsey Grammer.
Frasier!
What Frasier. Was he doing there?
Frasier!
Why was he there?
Why did Frasier introduce them?
And how did he flub it twice?
I wonder if he was nominated for the theme song of Frasier. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
Oh my god, that is 1998's biggest star.
It's peak 98. Yeah. And the saddest part is that, I mean, I applaud them. They played all their instruments on stage, and they're only accompanied by like a session bassist. Like they're literally carrying the whole show. And poor
their
little
bassist is Frasier.
Yeah, that's why he's there.
He's like very in the shadows.
He puts down the mic and puts on the bass.
I can't stop laughing at the way he says "mbop." I clipped that.
Mbop.
Mbop.
He clearly did not read the prompter before starting the word.
I want to make that my ringtone. It's Kelsey Grammer saying "mbop."
Mbop.
It sounds like he's scatting, like bop da bop bop bop.
He devoured that word.
He really did. He's like really just chewing at it.
It's a meaty word.
Mbop.
But right at the end of the show, Zach is smashing the cymbal. It's like where kind of the band drops down. It's like ksh, 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 you know, like every quarter note. And the poor little baby's drumstick flies out of his hand and he catches it, recovers, and keeps playing like nothing happened.
Oh my God.
He was 12.
That's so dark.
Consummate professionalism at 12.
I feel
no,
that makes
that
me uncomfortable.
Requires some evangelical Christianity.
I know. I'm like, he shouldn't have been put in this position.
No,
he's a baby.
Yeah.
Who is he like mingling backstage with? That's my question.
Well, that's the thing. He's fully doing blow and bad on the stage.
Honestly, I think they're still Christian. I don't think they probably
really?
Did. Yeah. I mean, they all have a lot of kids. So I'm like,
you can get blessed blow. You just
blessed
gotta,
be the blow.
Yeah. You got holy water. It's Jesus's, I don't know.
You cut it with a
dandruff.
Cross.
You cut it with a cross.
Yeah.
That's Christ's dandruff.
The blood of Christ. The dandruff of Christ. This is the injection machine of Christ.
Injection machine.
Is that like the Silicon Valley guys with like the IVs?
Yeah.
Like
the blood
wake
points.
Up in the morning.
Oh my God.
So, okay. I also did not realize that Mbop was as big of a hit as it was, which I guess makes more sense why Kelsey Grammer was introducing them at the Grammys. It was a number one in America, but also in 27 other countries.
Yeah.
Which ones?
This just says including the UK, Germany, Australia, and Mexico, which kind of sounds like
and
most
Mexico.
Of the world.
Yeah.
That's also just like so many of those are like the first world country that's like, of course it went to there.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But here's also a cool thing. It was originally released in 96 on an independent album they just made
at a
slower tempo. Do you have that?
Yeah, it doesn't slap at
all. It does not slap at all.
No.
No.
You can't make a
this
song.
This is singer-songwriter genre.
This is three homeschooled kids with a band genre.
This is Leanne Rimes' bebop.
Yeah, these are the three oldest kids in their Christian homeschooled family genre.
Also, isn't it like slowly getting faster?
Yeah.
What? It's like, I don't know what's happening. That's a garage
band. No, that's...
That's making me upset.
That's like a horror movie soundtrack.
Josh Groban speed.
Put that in the background of a horror movie.
It would be terrifying.
It would be terrifying.
It's just a gently speeding down, up the whole time.
Just a very slow down bop.
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 Bop. Bop.
So it's like two different words. It's mmm.
He like choked on the mmm and then puked up the bop.
Yeah.
Bop.
It's him trying to hold back a vomit and then just going for it.
It's a wet burp. It's so gross.
That's a wet heave.
Okay. As is the case with so many of the songs we've talked about on this show, of course, that original demo version got the attention of some very accomplished producers who then made it a hit.
Yeah.
That is such a specific skill that comes up all the time as someone that can hear something a little shitty and go, hang on, this, huge hit.
Make it faster.
I mean, that seems to be a common one.
That's all they do. They come and say, I love this, but you gotta make it faster. No one's gonna dance to something like this. It's too slow. All right, I have to go.
Yep. So this duo of producers was the Dust Brothers. Not to be confused with the Chemical Brothers, the Dust Brothers. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because they also did the Beastie Boy album, Paul's Boutique. I don't actually know that album.
I know it's a of big it. Album. I couldn't tell you what songs are on it.
I can't tell you what songs are
but
on
then
it.
They also did Odelay and Guero by Beck and the Fight Club soundtrack.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
No,
well, that's the biggest credit for sure. They are the Pixies. No. The soundtrack I think they curated. So anyway, yeah, they took it, made it faster, and then it became the huge hit. The last thing I'll say before we get into it, because God, I am dying to get into it. The youngest one says, what the song talks about is you've got to hold on to the things that really matter.
Bop
represents a frame of time or the futility of life.
Nah.
Things are going to be gone, whether it's your age and your youth or maybe the money you have or whatever it is. And all that's going to be left are the people you've nurtured and have really built to be your backbone and your support system.
And my PlayStation.
This sounds like someone that was like conditioned for the rapture at birth.
We ignored a big cry for help.
Oh, I know. It's all in the lyrics. It's right there.
It's right there.
Help, help, help.
That's the chorus of the song.
Yeah.
I'm going to die, die.
Did he say that when he was?
No, he said this a few years ago.
Still, a little worrying.
But let's get into it, and you can just hear the lyrics themselves. These are children.
Children. One thing, even though we talked about how they did all the, like the instrumentation and whatnot, there is one sample in this song, and it's this song, Synthetic Substitution.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You can hear it in the very beginning.
I think that's a miss. I don't think that's a sample. I think they just use a similar drum beat.
Maybe.
Sometimes people are too quick to be like, sample. I'm like, that's not a sample. It just sounds kind of like it. But maybe it is sampled. I just didn't see that.
Let's get into that. I feel like doing the Running Man.
Right? It's that weird, like, shitty fake hip-hop beat.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And then that bass. He sounds so young.
He's so tiny. Like he would be played by like Amy Poehler on SNL, you know? Like that's
on her knees.
Yeah, on her knees. That's the kind of voice that he has.
It's really weird to listen to this critically now, because when I first listened to this to me was like the sexiest voice I'd ever heard. And now I listen to him like, that sounds like a child. Yeah.
It's an infant.
Oh,
it's crazy how
why does my lower half feel weird listening to this?
It's crazy how when you're young, everyone's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Yeah. You are a pedophile.
Nope. I've never been attracted to anyone until I was 17. And then I was just like, well, I'm only looking up.
I love that you can hear how high it is, too, because it's like... It's like Yeah, you can tell he won't be able to sing this in a year. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. This was like the perfect moment to capture this.
I read a thing where it's like, we used to sing it in the key A minor, now we sing it in like G. It's like, yeah, yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
You would have to. It's so, it's like at the top of his puberty range. It's the same with like Justin Bieber's first singles. Yeah. They're right in the same place in his voice.
Yeah.
So then it goes on to say, oh my God, here we go.
Hear the like little creaks, in his voice.
He's on the cusp of puberty.
Yeah. Wait, just you have so many relationships in this life.
Wait,
10.
Then only one or two will last.
Oh my God, only one or two.
Only one or two.
They are three brothers. So he's saying, look, I will either know both of you or just one of you at the end of my life.
Also, like, best case scenario. Two of you.
This is like to get an existential crisis at 10.
Yeah.
That's like getting pubes when you're 5. Like, it's too young.
It's almost exactly the same as getting pubes when you're 5. You're like, what's happening?
It almost feels like a passive aggressive song that they wrote about someone who, like a friend that fucked them over.
Oh my
it's like,
God.
Only
yeah.
one or two will last. You'll through all the pain and strife, and then you turn your back and they're gone so fast.
Yeah. They sing so fast. I'm like, that's a horribly depressing thing. You're singing so beautifully.
Yeah, it's like perfect. It's in just like a really happy, like major
yeah.
chord.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's why the song is so.
So fast.
It's so popular in places because it just sounds so happy. No one's listening to the lyrics. And then the chorus is not like a language. You don't need to know English to get it.
Let me assuage your concerns that I said at the top of the song when I started with. You have so many relationships in this life, but only one or two will last. With just
seven people in this family.
Seven siblings, two parents.
Oh my God. There are 10. No.
There are nine people.
Nine people.
But only one or two.
They're going to do drafts. They're going to be like, I take you and mom.
Yeah. Oh my God. Every year they do a new draft of Hanson's.
You were annoying last year. I'm going with dad this time.
Oh my God, it's dad and two of the brothers. That's what Hanson is now.
I also hate...
Hanson's sexist.
I also hate the way that they sing that you have so many relationships. It's just so many words
it's
crammed
so
into...
It's so many words. I've never...
You have so many relationships in his life.
We didn't need the this.
No.
Like, the words, they sound like... It's the minimum in life. Yeah. That's what it sounds
exactly
like.
What it sounds like.
It all sounds like scatting.
Yeah, it's the minimum relationship in his life. Why don't you say... Why don't you just say so many relationships in life?
Yes, yeah. I agree.
So many relationships in life, only one or two will last.
It's because the Dust Brothers had to leave immediately after being like, make it faster, I don't have time for any other notes.
It was too slow and now we're late.
This is just like Whiplash.
I have to go next door for Fight Club. Do the Pixie
and
song.
And then do their soundtrack.
My God. Okay. What a fucking way to start a song.
What? Yeah.
From children.
You're going through all the pain and strife. Then you turn their back. Then you turn your back and they're gone. So is it saying that?
Hang on. You turn your back?
Yeah.
Like you get busy for a second and they leave you.
So even the one or two are going to go, it sounds like.
That's what happened with the Dust Brothers just now. Yeah.
It's like, hey, make it faster. It's like, okay. Oh, where'd they go? We have to give them a credit now.
That's a cardboard cutout. I may be young, but I'm not that young. Oh my God, it's so dark and it just started.
It's so dark.
But the thing is, like, the rhythm is so good that no one cares.
So good.
No, the fact that it's so dark, sung by children, and also slaps makes this such a good song.
I mean, it's such a... This is, like... What entertainment is.
Yes! Yeah. This is peak entertainment in one song.
In one song. Everything, like the history of it is just weighs simply so heavy.
Yeah. You know what I'm realizing? Because this is such a dark song, because it's sung by children, it's the perfect candidate for like a generational nursery rhyme. Like Ring Around the Rosie or something.
Super dark, but seemingly innocent.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's like if they make another Conjuring movie, it's like you hear this very like, so many relationships since life. Only one or two will last.
Just make it super creepy.
That's what I should have done for the punch up. Perfect horror movie song.
Perfect horror movie song.
Like you said. And then they go on to... Sorry.
Ooh, I know why you had to do it. Just hurt me physically.
Yeah, we would have physically just gotten up.
Nothing makes me want to start a mosh pit like Mbop.
Open this pit up. Mbop.
This is like the original, like, I can't. Thank you. Freak on a leash. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what it makes me think of.
I should have just let you try and just figure it out.
What I was singing.
A very similar vibe to this song is that song from Tarzan where all of the monkeys. No. Where all of the. It's like the
Tarzan boy.
It sounds like Imagine Dragons.
It's like the. What is that one where all of like the. All of the monkeys are hanging out and they're...
Man, I don't remember
Too many
Tarzan.
Monkeys jumping on the bed.
I no, remember, like, I want to be like you, but that's Jungle Book.
You'll yeah, be in my heart.
That's Tarzan.
That's Tarzan, but... Oh, it's called Trashin' the Camp.
Oh. Wait, play a clip of that.
Yeah, let's go to a break, and when we come back, we'll hear what Trashin' the Camp sounds like.
This is not a song. This is Stomp. We are listening to Stomp.
This feels like a soundboard prank that I did.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Bop, 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 do up,
do up, do up. Okay, do you see it now? Do you see it now?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. In the most technical sense, yes.
Astute observation.
I gotta play the NSYNC version now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Nope, that was a mistake.
I've never so immediately regretted something.
Yeah, all right. We can move
Listen,
on.
I see why your brain went there. It's random sounds in a similar chord progression. I get it.
Thank you so much.
It was so long of a walk, I now feel like we're in a different area code.
I absolutely respect your brain going, it's Tarzan. Tarzan.
It's trashing the camp. Take the time. Do look it up.
I'm also Phil Collins' manager.
You're doing so much work.
I'm doing
now
a lot
it makes
of work.
Sense.
Yeah.
You're promoting the Tarzan. Okay, got it.
Of all the things he's done, you're like, I gotta get Tarzan out
really
there.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Okay, so what they said was, again, they crammed in way too many words. So hold on to the ones who really care. In the end, they're the only ones.
They'll be the only ones there.
Too many words.
That's too many words. And they don't...
Definitely written by children.
And when you get old and start losing your hair, can you tell me who will still care? Or if you're little with Zach, care! You can you play that again just so we can listen to how fucking high that voice is?
Oh, yeah.
I love their harmonies.
I do too.
Their harmonies are amazing.
Recording the harmonies was the most fun part of doing the punch up.
Yeah.
What's also so funny about them is every now and again I go, that's a cool harmony. And then I realize it's the oldest brother, Isaac, just singing the lower octave.
Yes.
He's like, well, I've already gone through puberty, so yeah. I'll just carry all of them.
Oh my God. Your anger towards Isaac is so obvious.
In the end, they'll be the only ones there.
Like, he sounds so old. It's just, listen, he's probably, again, the mastermind behind this.
He's probably the mastermind behind
this. I like to believe that Taylor was, and he's just, like, dictating to his older and younger brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a middle kid. Not that they are middle kids, they're the oldest of seven.
He's middle of the band.
He's middle of Hanson. You're a middle of band kid, right?
Yeah, we are very obnoxiously like taking too much responsibility. That is true. So it's possible. Also, I didn't realize he was saying, okay, yeah. Did you know he was saying okay, yeah?
Oh, no, because I was going to say, that. I clipped out just the vocal of that, and I was like, it sounds like he's saying gay, yeah.
He might have been.
He might have been. Can you tell me who is Phil
Keller? Whoa, Isaac, doing
whoa.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really, I'm sorry to Isaac Hansen. I don't know why I'm coming so hard for him. He's probably a fine man.
No way to know.
No he's way, there's no way to know.
Isaac, call in and defend yourself.
Oh, oh, he's calling. Yeah. This is scary.
Yeah, the vocal
the way,
processing
oh my God,
on
the
it is...
acapella version is terrifying.
Well, it's because it's like a fake one, right?
Yeah,
you tried to erase
it.
All the music out.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like erase some of the voice, too. It's like super scary.
It's, this is after two of them have died, and they're just like, hey, yeah. What did we say? Let's sing it again, boys.
Only two of us left. I guess yeah. We figured out which two.
Yeah. Be you'll exactly. Be the only one there.
Only one or two will last.
Can you tell me who will still care? God, this is like When I'm 64 by the Beatles, but by children who probably were not allowed to listen to the Beatles.
No, this is when I'm 12. Not.
And when you get old and start losing your hair.
You are not supposed to be aware of this stuff at this
no.
age. Why did they know so much? They were children.
I think children's media just fucked us up to be like, you know, old people are always worried about death and your grandma's dying and stuff. So I think like one of their like extended family members probably died. And they were like, well, we got to write about this.
Mbop.
Mbop.
Or if it is gay, yeah, maybe they were repressed or one of them was a repressed homosexual that was starting to come to terms with their sexuality as they went through puberty and realized that to admit to it would be isolating their whole family. So this song was actually about that. And it
wow.
is.
What a way to hold
and
it.
And it is gay. Yeah. They hid it in there.
It's
they,
weird.
So,
that...
so they started with gay yeah, and then went outward.
And they built this whole false narrative just to support gay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, just trying to find a different read, guys. Just yeah. trying to go for crazier.
It does. No, but that theory. Okay. Here's what holds that theory is how panicked all of the words are.
Yeah.
There's so many. Yeah, somebody really.
The ones who really care. As if they been, but be the only ones there. Hold on to the ones who really care. In the end, they'll be the only ones there. Insane. Insane. It still sounds to me like it's like a passive aggressive, like the ones that really care, because in the end, they'll be the ones.
This is about like their
yeah,
mom not letting them get pizza on a Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is about like one of their youngest, this is about their youngest sibling who's just like spitting up while they're doing this.
They're like, you're a little dick and no one's yeah. gonna like you.
Guess
He's
who's a little bitch?
Ruined all the recordings. When you get old and start losing, what does that mean? Can you tell me who will still care? Is it like no one's gonna give a shit when you're old?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe.
Well, unless you just
maybe
bop.
It's a question to the audience.
Or to oh God.
Or to God.
Ooh, maybe.
Is Mbop God?
Is Mbop a prayer?
Oh my God! Oh my
Lord, when I get old and start losing my hair, can you tell me who will still care?
Mbop, bop a zoo up, boo bop.
Scooby-dop-bop,
boo bop. Scott-ba-boo.
Amen.
Amen. This part rips so hard.
It rips so hard. It's
going
to be hard to stay seated.
No, it's okay if you're not.
We don't have to stay seated.
No, we don't.
I will say, the fact that they say, can you tell me who will still care? It sounds like they're going to pose like a question or the way that the song is.
Mbop is an answer, not a question.
But I'm saying like it feels like because that's a question, it feels like they're going to answer it with like, I will, and like turn it into a love song or something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't know who will care.
They were like, we don't care about lyrics. We want this to be the hookiest shit you've ever heard.
Absolutely.
They also know there's no way to make peace with any god. So
they already had settled that
yeah,
by 10.
They already know that.
I'm so excited.
Let's hit that shit. I'm gonna do it. I'm running there.
Yeah, yeah.
Insane lyric.
Insane.
It's so good.
A shot of steroids directly to my heart.
And it's also just like the most
like
basic
right in the neck.
This is that scene in Pulp Fiction.
I want a version of Crank where it's just that he has to keep himself alive by re-listening to Mbop over and over.
Oh my God.
If this bus
that's
stops
how
playing.
I still.
You gotta play Mbop. Stop playing all this other stuff. I wanna hear Mbop.
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 Mbop, I believe it's called.
Oh my God.
Across the pond, it's called Zed Bop.
sure wish it was. I sure wish M was Zed in England.
You oh my don't God. Know it's not.
Zed Bop.
L-Z-O-N-O-P.
It's called Z-Z-Z-Bop.
Z-Bop.
No, that's ZZ Top. Do not come for that.
Top, 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 ZZ Top.
My favorite
Okay,
band.
Let's just try to play these words out.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-bop, bop-a-doo-bop-dop. Ba-doo-bop. Bop-a-doo-bop-dop.
You sound crazy.
I'm not done. Ba-doo-bop, ba-doo-ba-dop. Ba-doo, yeah, yeah. Mm-bop, bop-a-doo-bop, ba-doo-bop. Bop-a-doo-bop, ba-doo-bop, bop-doo-bop. Ba-do, yeah, yeah.
You sound like someone who thinks that they are communicating with a computer.
That was actually really hard.
Oh my God. You...
Mm-bop. Ba-do-bop.
Bop-do-bop. Try to read that.
That's two 90s computers having sex. That's what that sounds like.
Ba-do-ba-da-boo. Ba-do-ba-da-boo. Da-ba-do. Wow.
It's fucking hard.
What is the rhythm?
So hard.
What's the point of writing lyrics for this?
I know. It's mm-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-bop.
You can't read it. You only can feel it. There's no way to read it.
There's no way.
If you feel it, like, no one look at the words.
Mm-bop, ba-ba-do-wop, da-ba-do-bop. Ba-ba-doo, yeah, yeah.
See, you can't read it.
And now, let's all read it. Mm-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-bop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do-ba-dop, ba-do. Yeah, yeah.
You sound like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, this sounds like the first...
Scooby-Doo-bee-bop-bop.
Sounds like the first draft of that Scatman John song.
I'm the scat man. Let us not forget, said, oh yeah, in a mbop, they're gone. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
Now we have a definitive definition that mbop is a measurement
of
time.
Which is a very long one relative to the song.
Relative to the song. That's most of the song. Most of the song
the fleeting
goes,
moment.
The fleeting moment of bop.
This is like they've made themselves the holy creator and are just inciting different instances of umbop to be like, another lifetime, 50 lifetimes through the song.
This is like in Kimmy Schmidt, how they measure days by Venga bus. This is exactly the same thing.
The Venga bus is coming.
This is a bop of time.
Oh my God, I would love to measure 1 week in bop.
It's been one bop.
But wait, my question is an mbop for us, like the lay people?
Mm-hmm. No, and us non-Hansons.
Yes.
Right.
Is the mbop the entire song, or is it just that chorus? Because for the Hansons, time is clearly faster.
Yes. Right. No, they matured three times the speed of normal humans.
Which is why it makes sense that the mbop for them is only... this chorus, but mbop for us is
this
way
is
longer.
Just like Interstellar.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
I 100% see what you're saying, and I 100% agree.
Thank you
mbop,
so
mbop,
much.
Mbop.
I also want to point out this is I had to ask my brother to explain this to me. So if this sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, it's because I do not. The Hanson brothers were asked recently if they've liked any covers of this song. And they had to say, sorry, actually, no.
Ooh,
because no
yeah.
one, no one gets the syncopation in the chorus. And I was like, wait a second, this chorus is syncopated? I've never noticed that. So I texted my brother and was like, please explain. And he sent me voice memos that he will not let me play on air. Trust me, I did ask. But he said to say it this way, the third note they sing on the chorus hits the upbeat instead of the downbeat. I don't know what he meant by third note, though. So
mm-bop-a-doo-ba-dop. Is it like that?
I don't know.
Okay, you sing it, I'll keep tempo.
So that third one hit up on the upbeat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess most people try to force it onto the quarter note.
Because this is...
Yeah.
Because it's all going around like a... It's going around like... What tempo is this?
I think it's four umbops a second.
I think it's Mbops over four.
Oh yeah.
it's four over four.
Mbop, yeah, rhythm is a massive blind spot for me musically, so I can't really explain this, unfortunately.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, that is syncopated.
I thought that was really cool that it is, and I've never noticed it. It's really cleverly done.
Wait, I'm trying to think of how it would sound if it wasn't syncopated.
I have a voice memo from my brother.
Wait.
Now we're back to reciting the lyrics.
I can't imagine anyone listening to this in their car and just being like, stop fucking saying it. It's not words. You're just saying umbop.
That's correct. They're not dictionary words.
I want someone to get pulled over and just have the cop be like, what is this playing? Are you listening to a recording of a computer translated to speak?
I hope you did this for the punch up. Suddenly I'm like, all the words should have been mbop.
Mbop.
Oh my god.
That would have been so much easier. Can you tell me who would mbop?
Can you tell me who would mbop?
I'm so sorry to listeners at home. We are really putting them through one on seven. So we have to stop. Stop.
I think this is what they expected when they saw Mbop.
We're drunk with power. We're screaming into the microphone.
What if Mbop is an acronym?
For what? my brother, patriarchy.
Piss.
my
brother, piss.
It was the original incantation of my brother.
Yes, before Mbim Bam, there was Mbop. Mbim Bam.
Okay, should we get into verse two?
Wait, I don't think that we fully dissected this chorus, Mio.
Hang on. I'm still trying to think about what it would sound like non-syncopated, and I think it would be like, bop, bop, bop.
See, the thing is, none of us have the answer. So this is, if we had a musician on, this would be a great question.
Bop, doo-ba, dop, bop, ba, doo-ba.
Marissa, I'm so sorry.
Yes,
this is what it sounds like. Freshman band on air.
Sure is.
One E and a two E and a three E.
Are we ready for now?
Yeah, it's actually the last lyric. No, I'm kidding. All right, so said and Mbop, they're gone. Rest in peace.
Oh, sad.
It's so hard not to just immediately just like fucking throw my arms down like Donkey Kong or something when it hits.
Oh yeah, you do look like Donkey Kong when you do that. Smashing barrels.
It's so hard to not get up and immediately Donkey Kong running a man.
So like, I'm going to go into sicko mode.
I don't know what like Raid Rage feels like, but this is probably it, right?
Oh yeah.
Roid Rage. I don't know what I said. It's fine.
You said Raid Rage?
No one corrected me. It's fine.
I mean, in my head, I was like, that's correct. Raid Roach?
Raid Roach.
That's when you spray a roach with Raid.
Okay, if you couldn't understand what he said, and you absolutely couldn't, because this makes no fucking sense. Then I see you plant a flower. Plant a rose. You can plant any one of those.
That's two choices. That's
then
not
they're
any...
both flowers.
Yeah. He said any one of those, like, you can plant whatever you want, but it's like, you can plant either one of those two flowers.
He's like, you can draw a rectangle or a square.
You can draw any one of those.
Keep planting to find out which one grows. What? Is this not fucking? Are they kids?
I'm only now getting what you were saying about how it's like, a rose is a flower.
Yeah. No, it's
what the fuck?
He said the same thing twice.
Yeah.
That's why they don't say any of the words.
Right, because they're like, you don't need to know what we're saying. Yeah. It's more of a vibe.
Also,
it's literally...
It's so obvious that this was written by children, and it's even funnier that they were like, record of the year, maybe.
Right? The Dust Bros are probably like, hey guys, mumble more.
Yeah.
That's how he turns into a hit.
That's why it's gotta go faster. Oh my god, wait, I wanna hear the slowed down version of that verse.
Let me...
Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is the original version, verse two. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. They've lost the rhythm.
They lost it.
Oh my god. Oh, it's I can't handle this. Yeah, it's so bad.
It's also no, it's 5 minutes.
So bad.
Oh, cuz it's so slow.
Yeah.
It's so slow, but they tried to rush that line. And that's why they got a friend.
You gotta keep it! Did they have like a farm on their property? Like that this is like a personal.
I don't know. That's.
Their mom was like, oh, write a nice song about my flowers. And they were like, okay.
Keep planting, Hansons!
You can plant to find out which one goes.
I also would like to point out in the video, it is the funniest scene in the entire video. Because until this point, the video is them just kind of jamming in like home video footage style. And then for this scene, suddenly they're like, in a desert with like a blue sky green screen behind them.
What?
And like,
oh my god.
I mean, I could be mistaken, but I think the first brother drops a handful of sand. Then the second brother also drops a handful of sand.
Oh my
I
god.
Might have missed a seed at some point, but then the third brother, and this is my favorite part, drops a handful of water. And it just drips out of his fingers.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
That's... They think those. They think the two sands are seed and flower, and they think that water is rose.
Yes, and also that you can grow roses in the desert, and also that watering by hand with no container is an effective method of watering.
There's something very dystopian about that. Like,
oh,
two of them holding sand and one of them holding water, it's like two of you will die, one of you will get to live.
Oh my god, only one or two will last.
Oh shit.
It's like a Cain and Abel situation.
Yes!
This is just like East that's... of Eden! It's an allegory! No. And also, after this point in the video, it just turns into them just like truly just dicking around in front of a green screen with like the moon behind them. And now they're like on the moon and then they're like running down New York.
It's like when you go to like Universal Studios and they have like a camera where you can like be on the news, but it's a music video.
For record of the year nominee.
Three nominations.
Music used to be so easy.
Oh, peak 90s, man. I miss it.
Now you got to be Ariana Grande to write a song.
Dan, I wish a top artist today would just do green screen music video with no point.
Hey, God, I wish there was a
somebody call me up
today.
I got a DV camera and a green blanket.
Call
Let's do
Mbop.
This. Call Mbop.
Call Mbop.
1-800-MBOP.
Okay. I do want to give them credit for that melody change.
You can plant it to find out which one grows.
Yeah.
Secret
you can plant any one of those. I think that's such a cool inversion of the melody.
One of those.
Yeah.
You plant to find one which one grows.
Yeah. That's like a cool...
Yeah, it is.
That's like what you would expect a singer with years and years of experience to be like, hang on, let me just try something. But again, children, and as we just heard, was in the original version pre-producers.
Because that's like that's like a melody
syncopation. It's a fucking tiny hook they just added off the dome. It's so clever.
Because it's still just playing off the same chords.
Yeah. And geniusly, they also cut the second verse down to half. Which I'm like, thank you, because now you know where the butter is buried. Like, let's get back to it.
The butter is buried. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it works.
Don't worry about it.
In terms of the metaphor, what does this mean? Like, it's like you can
work on your friendships. Nurture them while you're young so you'll have them when you're old.
But it's also just like, you will never know which one will work out.
Yeah, so be like nice.
It's saying that seed, flower, and rose are three different but same category things. Like, flower isn't the category.
Yeah.
Also, the idea that you plant, I think this is such bad advice for like lasting friendships. Like, plant a bunch of seeds and then see which ones grow. It's like, no, like, dedicate your time to a couple plants and take care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, just let a few flowers
die. One or two will only last, guys.
They have 1,000 friends.
Yeah.
Really stuck on this hair thing.
That's the only thing they're worried about.
Oh my god, what did they just fucking say? I can't track anything that they just said.
In an umbop, they're gone. In an umbop, they're not there. In an umbop, they're gone. In an umbop, they're not there. Until you lose your hair.
Oh my god, the bald make friends.
But you don't care. Oh yeah, yeah.
What?
You don't care by the time you lose your hair.
Look, in an umbop, everyone you love is dead, Miel. Okay?
Oh my god.
In an umbop, they are completely gone, but then you lose your hair, and you don't give a shit anymore. All your friends are dead.
I bet you they were super proud of their hair.
Absolutely.
Considering all of them had long, past shoulder-length hair.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, thick as a
Aryan
horse.
Beautiful Aryan children.
These beautiful
goddesses.
Oh my god.
These horses.
This gorgeous Aryan family and their luscious Aryan love.
The absolute peak bloodline.
Nope. See, it's funny when you say it, but I cannot join in on this joke.
Come on, Miel, say it. Miel, remember last episode when you said the N-word? Just do that again.
And then earlier when you talked about how in love with these kids you are.
Yeah, because racism and pedophilia are the same.
Ooh, sex. Wait, are you saying like one of them is better?
Yes, but I'll never say which. Huh.
That's for our listeners to weigh in.
Tune in next.
Check out our Patreon. We're putting up a poll. No.
I would absolutely pay $7 a month just to see if you think racism is worse or better than pedophilia.
Can't answer that question. You're wrong both ways. No, I think they probably did have a small hair obsession. Like, I have a feeling there was like a Samson complex going on a little bit, right? You're not a boy with long hair and you're not like at that age and not super attached to it.
Right?
This line in an umbop, they're not there until you lose your hair. It suggests that when you lose your hair, they will return.
Right.
They come back with your hair.
Yeah, you make a sacrifice to God of your hair, and then your friends return.
Wow, this really kind of is like a Samson thing.
Yeah.
Your friends return with just like clumps of your hair in their fists.
Sorry, were you, man? Missing you.
And then at that point, you don't care. You're like, I don't give a shit about you. Yeah. My hair's gone. Goodbye.
I was just in the void, and some of your hair drifted by. Now I am back.
I sailed on it, and I've returned.
Wow.
I was in hell so briefly, and... Yeah.
Then you prayed for me hard enough and you lost your hair.
Like it's Tinkerbell?
I don't know. Truthfully, I don't understand religion.
It's exactly like Tinkerbell. If you pray or clap hard enough.
No, wait. I tried clapping in a church once and they got mad at me.
Were you clapping at the... Was it a funeral?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if it was a funeral.
Yeah, I just saw those New Orleans ones on screen.
Oh my god, you...
Everybody you heckled, clap your hands.
You heckled someone giving a eulogy. I was like, worst stand-up ever.
Dead ass. Not moving ass, pale looking ass.
Man, this dude stinks.
Can't move for shit.
Wait, speaking of religion, have you guys checked out the Pope's app, Click to Pray?
No, what? What's it called?
What did you just say?
Speaking of religion, have you... That sounded like the lyrics. Speaking
Brody,
of religion, have you checked out the Pope's app?
One of your side projects. Did you make an app for the Pope?
Oh my god. Do you think the Pope is repped?
Dude, the Pope
has rep? Oh, is repped.
Oh my god.
Dude,
I will...
the Pope's reps commissioned emojis for the Pope when he was doing his world tour, and they tagged me on Twitter because they made a Pope emoji where he said, fall is life.
Oh my god.
No!
So, yes, they do social media.
Why did he say fall is life?
It was a Bitmoji, like, you know, one of the promoted ones. Bitmoji.
Why did the Pope?
You're connected.
Because they
to
were
the
trying
Pope
to make
now?
The Pope seem accessible to an American audience when he came to America.
Do you think
this is all true?
I
oh my god!
It's like what? When they do world tours, they like do promotion as if they're promoting a movie.
But I just don't understand how they thought that would be the move
to make him seem relatable. They made him into a meme.
It's the Pope.
It's the Pope, and now he has an app.
What is the app? We totally breezed right past what you were talking about.
Pope's app.
Click to Pray is the name of the app.
It's called Click to Pray?
Yeah. Click to Pray.
It's you have it.
Yeah, I have.
Just let the record show. Brody just opened it up on her phone. She didn't show us in the app store.
Well, it's her client. She needs to.
She designed this app.
Can you click it for us?
Okay. Look at this.
Thank you for praying.
Wow. Just
I don't
that.
Trust
just
that at all.
A heart.
What do they do with
says,
that information?
Don't know, but they have all of mine now. Here's the thing. I need
are
to
you Catholic?
With... No.
You are now. You just signed
up. I am now.
I think you just signed up for Catholicism.
Yeah.
Catholicism.
Imagine becoming a Catholic because you're like, whoa.
Did you say
emojis.
A Catholic?
Yeah. That's no okay.
Catholicism. Oh my god, I'm wearing Catholic wear right
a
now.
A Catholic is like a normal Catholic, but a really good Catholic is a Catholic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the top tier Catholic.
They go to the Catholics.
Like Mark Wahlberg's a Catholic.
He's a Catholic.
Mbap. Da-da, mbap. Da-da-da.
Wahlbergers.
Wahlbergers. I've been on that plane.
Stop.
It's my favorite quote of
okay,
his.
Okay, Sharon, now that you started, because people probably don't know what we're talking about.
What?
There's probably some people that don't know about this. So
oh my God.
Go ahead and share.
The greatest thing happened. I think it was January 3 years ago. Mark Wahlberg was on a radio show talking about how he was supposed to be on the plane that crashed into the World Tower. Sorry, I'm gonna bring it down
it's
a little bit.
It's a quick aside. Yeah.
Yes. He was supposed to be on the plane that crashed into the World Trade Center on 9/11. And he, for some reason, had the brilliant idea to say, if I were on that plane, it wouldn't have gone down like it did. There would have been a lot of blood in first class cabin. And then me saying, we're going to land this plane somewhere softly. Don't worry. I think about this quote all the time. I've tried to get it written into everything I've ever worked on. It's
that's
the funniest
amazing.
Thing.
Amazing.
And then he apologized.
No, he only apologized because he accidentally exposed his own delusions of grandeur.
Yes.
Oh,
he didn't apologize
God, no,
for
he
thinking
didn't
that.
So he said this like 3 years ago?
No, like fairly recently.
I want to say.
So he has spent since 2001.
Yes.
Every single day of his life.
I could have stopped it.
Hey, if I'd been on that plane, things would have gone a lot differently.
Every single flight, he sits there and goes,
strategizing.
We don't need an air marshal. I'm the fucking air marshal of this plane.
As if he isn't for sure traveling with some poor rep who he wouldn't be like, "This, you handle this.
He is,
I'm Mark Wahlberg."
He's absolutely his character from Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Or The Happening.
Or that.
Yeah. What? No. This plane's not going down.
I'm going to land it softly. I've played Grand Theft Auto Planes. Like, what? Yeah.
Don't worry. In a Noombop, those terrorists are going to be gone.
The crossover of the century.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah.
Mark Wahlberg Bop.
That's what it stands for. Marky Marks makes bunch.
It's Mark.
Marky Mark made bunch of promises. And the promise was, if he'd been on that plane, it wouldn't have gone down like it did.
Marky Mark made a bunch of promises.
Guys, we did it. The crossover we deserved.
Oh, yeah.
People have been dying for a Mark Wahlberg
bop.
That's
bop.
I'm sorry. I believe it was actually.
Bop.
Bop.
Bop. Okay, then we get to what I believe is another chorus.
Oh, yes.
Or no. Is it a bridge now? No, we just did the bridge. Now it's chorus, and then we have a verse 3.
No, it's the can you tell me?
Yeah, so that's after another chorus.
Yes.
And then we have a third verse post-bridge.
Oh my God.
Fairly weird.
It's too many verses.
So too many.
But also it goes so hard that you kind of don't mind it.
No. You just like watch this song have a meltdown.
Yep, absolutely.
As you scroll down through the lyrics.
It's exactly what it is. It's like a bridge that gets interrupted by a quick chorus. This is the best part, I think.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Isaac.
He sounds like their dad sitting in on the recording.
Say you can.
This sounds like a song of some kids coming to terms with the idea that their religion might not be what it is.
Oh my God.
Can you tell me? No, you can't because you don't know. Can you tell me? You can't because you don't know.
This is the monologue.
Get me.
That's how a kid would say.
Yeah, no, oh my God. This is fully based on a tantrum that one of them had.
You can't because you don't know.
This is the children's version of First Reformed.
Yes. This is the monologue in the Mark Wahlberg feature we are writing based on this movie.
Yeah. Can you tell me, God? No, you can't because you don't know. Can you tell me? No, you can't because you don't know. It's going to be a daisy or a rose.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
One more time, all right?
One more time.
Can you tell me? And then immediately, no, you can't because you don't know.
It's
can
so
you?
Funny.
Wait. It's can you tell me?
Oh.
No, oh. You can't.
No, I think the O is like, oh, no, that was rhetorical. Yeah. Don't start to answer.
This is like when your mom catches you doing something and then like you just got in the house and she's like, hey, so there was a big mess left in the living room. Can you tell me why that happened? Oh, no, you can't because you don't know because you were gone.
you were gone and the house exploded on its own.
Yeah, actually.
We left you in charge of the house. Of the dog. Okay, it's like the dog left it. There we go. I fixed it. I'm good now.
You're good now.
Thank you.
You were just one step ahead of us.
Yeah, exactly.
I also love where he says, is it going to be a daisy or a rose? Why didn't he say daisy before?
No, we didn't know about the daisy. The seed also makes no return.
Okay, my feeling is that Isaac, being 15, was like, guys, this can't all be kid stuff. We have to write some like real deep stuff into this. And I have a feeling, yes. Granted, this is clearly my own Isaac prejudice coming out here.
Yeah.
But you're I happy. Have a feeling, maybe it's me being an empath, I don't know, that Isaac pushed the flower narrative.
Oh my God, absolutely.
And then after the verse where it's just briefly mentioned once was like, we gotta bring that
back. We gotta bring the flower back.
Which, like, he's so like butthole surfer-y being like, which flower's gonna grow? If it's going to be a daisy or a rose, which flower's going? Like, it's like, not even, it doesn't contribute to the
song. That sounded so much like,
doesn't.
I don't want a pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want
no, Jesse McCartney could run laps
will
on Isaac
Hayes. Will it be a daisy or a rose? They sound so similar.
Dude, listen
they
to.
They sound so similar.
Can you play this just the second half of that? Because I want you guys to just listen to Isaac here. He's like doing this counter melody that does not work. And it's kind of out of tempo. That's the worst one. Can you play that again?
Yeah.
Just that one. No.
No, Isaac.
No.
Get that
out of here. It's going to be a daisy or a rose.
He sounds like a country singer just sitting in on the sessions.
Yes.
It's going to be a daisy or a rose.
Why? Just even if you're going to insist on saying that one, I'd be like, it's going to be a daisy or a rose. Like, just do it quick.
Get it out of there.
Yes, get it done.
I want to hear this without the music.
Oh, no. Can you tell me it's going to be a daisy
or a rose? No, no, he, the aura rose, no, get that out of them.
Hold the R. Are you doing a Bob Dylan impression?
Aura rose.
Makes me, it just interrupts my jam hard. I want to hear that. Can you tell me?
Can you tell me? You don't know.
I also love how he goes, the second time, you say you can, but you don't know. This is a 10 or a 12-year-old, like, roasting our ass.
You can, but you don't know.
His mom was like, hey, make a nice song about flowers. And now he's just like, hey, can you tell me which one of those flowers is going to last? No, you can't. You can't, mom.
Why? Why? Because you don't know.
No, I know. It's gonna be the roses. They're going to... No, you don't
and
know.
Then
you said
fucking
you can't.
Isaac comes in. If it's going to be a daisy, oh!
Also, like, of all the flowers to try to be like, hey, guys, these flowers grow differently. It's like, no, I can tell you always it's going to be a daisy. Daisies grow so much easier than roses. Yeah. What are you talking about? It's like, can you show me to be a dandelion or an orchid?
Is it going to be a dandelion or an orchid?
This is such a stupid metaphor. I'm like,
it's so stupid.
I'm just mad. No, that's why I'm mad. Because if they didn't have this one thing, I would have forgotten they were kids.
I think the entire time I've just focused on, this is a little too beyond what they're supposed to be singing about at this age. And then when they push the flower metaphor, I'm like, oh, right, you're children. But you're still talking about death and like the end of friendships in a weird way.
And the futility of life, lest we forget his quote.
Futility.
Yeah. No, that's like very depressing.
That's
why
so
are we talking
depressing.
About daisies?
That's straight out of homeschool for you and your 8 siblings.
Yeah. As someone that was homeschooled for a few years, I definitely thought about death a lot. Way too much.
I feel like this is the kind of thought, it's like when you are in school, you're just kind of like, oh, what do teachers do when you're like not there? But when you're at home, you're just like, I know what the teacher does, so what else can I think about?
Oh, yeah. Your brain wanders.
Yeah. What are the existential crises can I have?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. I was thinking about like death and dying by the time I was like 8.
And they wrote this song at that point.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think this is the homeschool affliction.
I wonder if because you were 8 when this came out, you're just singing like, can you tell? Huh. Am I gonna die?
Daddy, is hell real?
You say you know, but you don't know.
Daddy, what is God?
Daddy, is hell real, and do I have a room there?
Daddy, does it have a window and a tub?
Daddy.
Daddy.
This is like an existential, like, Veruca Salt.
Absolutely.
Who are we become?
Daddy, I want to go to hell.
It's not fair. Everyone cool goes there.
Everybody's been doing drugs and rock and roll and going to hell. Daddy.
It's like Studio 50. Yeah, don't remember what it 54. Is. 54 thing. Yeah.
Andy like, Warhol 76? Went to hell. I want to go to hell.
Daddy, bring me to hell.
It's actually a great like pitch for a yeah. cool romantic comedy of a girl that's like, please, can I get into hell? Daddy, her dad's the devil. That's the premise.
Oh, it's like, is the romantic comedy like, Daddy, take me to hell?
No, it's the daughter of the devil and he doesn't want her to go to hell.
I think that there actually is a show about no. the daughter of the devil.
Oh, wait, God. What?
I'm sorry. Seriously? I want to say like an Adult Swim thing or something.
That's not fair. They heard this podcast. They heard this idea. Podcast.
Those motherfuckers.
And then we just have like what choruses into out.
Oh yeah, we got oh the. God. I think what is the best iteration of the chorus?
This is where the music drops out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cowbell, baby.
It sounds like. Fuck with the lights. Fuck with the lights on.
Fuck
with the lights. Fuck with the lights on. Hell yes. I'm sorry.
It's so good.
You had to do it.
We have to. I mean,
honestly, I'm a little bit like, do we have anything to say about that we didn't scream while it was playing?
No, the dropout is amazing. So good. And because it's just like, this is the fifth or seventh time, yeah. and it's just like.
We all know the words now.
I'm sorry, that should be the basis of every song.
Yes.
Like, every song from here on out should be around that.
Yes.
Like, this is what should be sampled.
First chorus, yeah. remove the band, just cowbell.
Yeah.
One round of that, and then bring the whole band back.
Yes.
But you have to have record scratches.
It is
kind of like the entire formula for so much pop music, I feel
yeah,
like.
But it fucking works every time.
Oh my God.
Or a modulation at the end, I'll also take.
Yeah, we haven't talked too much about the music of this song, but it's like so basic in every
it's
way.
It's so basic.
But it fucking works.
I think
it's
scat.
How many chords. It's like.
I don't feel like. I think the syncopation is actually a big part of it that makes you. It's like there's something a little hookier to you than it usually is. But I also just think that the melody. Is so strong.
Yeah.
Like, the chords themselves are pretty basic, but the fucking melody, like, this is an earworm for like six different parts of the song.
Yeah. Because it's like, that's so good.
All the time. At half the time, I'm not exaggerating. I wake up in the morning and I think, so many relationships in life, only one or two will last. It's also just like a fun way to start your day.
What a
you just
message.
Before you open your eyes, so many relationships in life, only one or two will last.
Do the finger too, like you're trying to hit the notes.
There's no way physically to do it.
The finger goes first. Your eyes are still closed.
Your other hand is on your ear as if you're recording in the studio. It's like,
and if you sleep next to a person, this is especially fun.
Yeah.
They're like, you're a psychotic.
Oh my God, that's their alarm. That's both of your alarms.
She's doing it again.
I think the tempo is also just the perfect speed where it's like fast enough to dance to, but not so fast that like anyone can dance to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I'm thinking about like if someone's like, can you wake me up in like 8 mbops?
Yeah.
Then you can can you sing in 8 mbops?
That's Rip Van Winkle length of time though. 8 mbops.
That's a lifetime on earth.
That means 8 people died while you were sleeping.
Oh my God, each mbop kills someone. I'll still listen
to it. We killed so many people.
I would still listen to it.
It's the opposite of that thing at the end of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Every time you mbop, somebody
dies.
Yes. A body then goes on to drop.
We're just skimming right over Brody saying she'd still listen to it.
Oh, I would absolutely. This is a Black Mirror episode. Like, will you still listen to the song that's absolutely slaps if you know people are going
to
die?
Brody, you can save the world. All you have to do is not listen to mbop.
Just cut to
mbop. You're adding more?
Yeah. Mbop, 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 mbop.
Brody, people are going to die. You remember that movie The Box?
Vaguely, yeah. It was like you had to choose something. Yeah.
It was also like a Twilight Zone thing, but it was basically like you press a button and like you get $1 million, but somewhere someone that you don't know dies.
Yeah.
That's this, except just get to listen to Mbop.
And
it's
I would
fine.
Press it.
Yeah. You see like an Amtrak derail today killing 137 people, like, oh my God, Mbop.
Oh my.
Did I do that?
Alexa, play Mbop.
Alexa, play my jam. You've saved it.
Yeah, or like you've like figured out a way to get around it, so you just change all the words slightly, but it's still the same.
But it's still the same.
It's not, though. If you said doo-bop, I'd be like,
No, no, no.
Doo-bop is the perfect phonetic noise for this
song.
Here's
the thing. If it's any different, I'll kill someone every time I listen to it.
Do you think that they were in the studio just, like, trying to think of what the perfect phrase was?
They're like, zoo-gop. Bee-bop. No.
Floop-flop.
Snoop-flop.
Floop-flop was a first draft.
Real first draft.
Dog. Now, that's closer.
Dog felt right, but sounded wrong.
Yeah.
Pop.
Whoa. Hey, you're on the edge of something there.
Yeah, double P feels wrong.
Double P feels wrong.
What's a letter that's
also,
similar to a
because every
P?
Time we sing pop, dad comes in.
He's like, yeah, what's up? Zop.
No. We were closer with the P. What's we're a letter that's with... a lot like a P? Like if you flip the P upside down and put it on top of an existing P.
Cops.
Cops. There it is. Cops. I love the cops. Cops.
May we pitch to you our new and improved theme song for the show, Cops.
Yeah. Okay.
We have the final chorus. Can we just ride this out?
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely. I pulled it up in Audacity just so I could just play the whole.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hit it.
I want to clap over my head. There's the church organ.
Ooh, they gotta get some of that church organ.
They gotta
organ
get the church organ.
That run
the church
ruled.
Let them record in.
They're like, all right, but you have to use the organ.
It is suddenly so, like, Christian-y when it's just the little boy's voice singing over an organ.
I believe the original draft of this was, who's God? God, who's God?
God is the man, though.
Who's God? God, who's God? Can you tell me? No, you can't because you don't know.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Yep.
God.
That's my sermons at my church.
That's why you clap.
Yep. That's why I clap over my head, which immediately lost the rhythm too, by the way.
Well, we all know that Brody's is Pope app.
Yeah. Oh my God. Click to pray.
Wow. I mean, I'm like, that song's, except for the flower shit and also Isaac, sorry. It's an unpunchable song.
You went from like shitting on Isaac to being like, I'm sorry that I'm shitting on Isaac. Now you're like, I'll apologize, but I'm still going to shit on Isaac.
Yeah.
You know, old feelings die hard. We have some beef.
I guess.
You and Isaac have some beef.
Yeah, I resented him for being too old in the band. I was like, this is a kids band and you're a teen. And I also resented him for not being blonde. I was like, you're ruining the vibe here.
Yeah.
And I believe that he resents you because you beat him out for record of the year.
Yeah.
Yep, I was a, Seal? Who won that year? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Kelsey Grammer just ended up taking it.
The soundtrack for Frasier.
It's a song I'm writing for a show I'll do in a few years called Boss.
So, Boss.
How do you even begin to start punching that up?
Well, okay, so like we said, the material lyrically for this song is just so extreme for what is a kid's song, but I also think that it's a little... vengeful.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that more out. So I just, you know, I wanted to unearth what I believe they originally were meaning to sing about when they were singing about how your friends are gonna leave you and whatnot. So
oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh yes, you kept the music.
Oh my God.
Off to a good start.
Oh,
it gets creepier.
Oh,
oh my God.
So many relationships in life. Not too many are gonna last. Even the ones that seem all right will end up stabbing you in the back.
Oh my God.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, right in the back.
This is you?
Yeah.
So good.
Sometimes your best friend might be cruel and start
about making fun of your brand new hat.
There's Isaac.
You get the attention of someone cool, but that's ridiculous. Who would do that?
Oh my god!
Can you tell me who would do that? Oh, well, Todd did. Todd screw Todd. Todd screw Todd. Todd fuck you. Been best friends in second grade,
but now it's over for the two of us. So before ever you say my name,
my older brother will beat you up.
Isaac.
So my brother will beat you up. Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Talk, screw talk. Talk, screw talk. Talk, fuck you.
And there's about three more minutes left.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's incredible.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you're still going.
Apologies to any Todds listening out there.
Named.
Oh, is it Todd?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What were you hearing?
The entire time I was screaming Doug.
Screw Doug. Damn.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Well, apologies to any Dougs too.
Holy shit, I was literally like, fuck you, Doug. That is what the umbop always should have been.
Screw Todd.
Todd. In my head, it's still Doug. I'm like, nah, you're saying it wrong. It's Doug, man.
You're right.
It's Doug.
I got to punch up the punch up to say screw Doug.
I love that you were like, it's a big dog's hat.
Yeah.
And then in the bridge, you just expose yourself as a total fucking snitch.
Yo, it's not me. It's Taylor Hansen.
Oh,
he loves big dogs, and who can blame him?
My favorite part is... No, I won't.
I'm not gonna do that.
I liked Isaac better in this song.
Right?
But your Isaac is better.
Yeah, this version of Isaac, he, like, gets it.
He was not a necessary contribution.
He's not gonna beat up some children.
Yeah, exactly.
The real Isaac absolutely would.
I also loved your Zach voice. I can't... You just pitched it to that? Did you do something else to it?
No, I just pitched it.
Wow, that is incredible how much that sounds like a kid.
There's a version of this where I didn't pitch it, and it's like just me like...
Doing
and I'm like, no.
Also, amazing you said the first line was what we came up with earlier.
Yeah.
What?
You said so many relationships
yes, because every time I hear the song, I'm like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's a mouthful. It's simply a mouthful. Oh,
that might be one of my personal fave punch-ups so
far.
That's so wonderful. I want that song.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think
that's...
Of all the phrases that you want to sing as much as mbop, like,
screw
there's
Todd.
Two and screw Todd's the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, three and screw Doug.
Screw Doug, screw Todd.
And mbop, the trifecta, of course.
Right.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Honestly, click to pray.
Wow, I'm
so impressed.
I love
you saying click to, like, just saying click to pray, I think as a phrase should be something we all do.
I'm trying to,
I do,
but that to me now, and by the way, I got this app yesterday, click to pray now to me means, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, click to pray.
Click to pray.
Yeah.
It's the new yes queen.
Yeah.
No, this is going to be a thing. And we have it on record that you started it.
Bro-T.
Thank you.
You are the new figurehead of a new religious movement. next time. Really, I hope you understand.
Click to pray. Get the stickers now, available on Patreon.com.
CTV.
Oh my god. Wow. Okay. I don't know that I'll ever recover from this episode. Should we move on to Unpunchable Jokes?
I think we got to.
Ooh, brother.
I can't punch this.
Brody,
did we tell you what this was?
No.
Oh god, Demi. I thought about it before and then I was like, I'll remember to tell her before.
You can go last if you want.
Basically, this is a segment where we pick songs that are supposedly unpunchable, that can't be punched because they're
one.
So
good. Okay, good.
Oh, go for it.
Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Oh, hell yeah.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
What do you like about it?
I mean, I think it's just like it builds so perfectly. I think it's like the tempo at the beginning and like the minimal instrumental part is like so wonderful. Like it really pumps you up for
because you know what's about to come.
You know what's about to come. It's like building up with you.
Yeah.
Which is so good. And it's just like, I mean, man, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's Dolly Parton. Yeah.
It's transcendent.
I mean, it really is transcendent. And like the fact that it's just like a strong bass.
Yeah.
But like by strong, I don't mean like loud or anything.
No.
It's just like a
commanding.
Like exactly. Yeah. It is so commanding.
I agree with you full-heartedly. I'm so happy this is on our playlist now. Thank you.
Now I want to watch the movie again.
Right? It's a good movie.
And then you could watch... Uh-oh.
Dumplin'?
Nope. The one Sally Field won the Oscar for.
Steel Magnolias.
That is the one, thank you.
Or Fried Green Tomatoes. I always confuse them.
That one's really good, too, but that's Mary... What's-her-face from Weeds.
Oh Mary Louise Parker.
That's the one. Guy, that was a walk. Sorry. Who wants to go next?
Ooh,
me or Demi?
Are you
singing
go.
Mbop wrong?
Mbop.
Okay. So,
bop.
I gotta say, there are few songs that make me just physically rock as hard as Mbop. Yeah. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Yeah.
Physically rock hard?
Demi, do not twist my words.
Okay.
Rock out as hard as Mbop. No, not God, I can't get away from this. It sounds like I'm talking about a penis. Okay, well.
Hey, that's, you did that.
I have a problem. Okay. There are a few songs that every time I hear them, I'm like, let it play.
Yeah. Oh
and,
my God.
And
yeah.
Every time they play, I'm like, this is my song. And one of the few others is also from the 90s, and it's not even a real artist. I mean, it is a real artist, but the fake artist that made this song. I hope I haven't already put this on the playlist. It's Powerline, Eye to Eye.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's got an incredible voice.
Yeah.
And the song is such a stellar pop song that for the life of me, I don't know why was buried in a movie. Like that should have just been a single and then they got a different song from the movie.
So many incredible pop songs are written for movies and then just sort of relegated to be like, that's the only way we talk about them.
Yeah.
And like,
No,
that should not be
Eye to Eye is a fucking jam.
Yeah.
It is hard to look up because it is the letter I, the number two, and then the letter I again.
it's kind of like
There's
the songs.
There's so many ways you could spell that.
I know.
That's the least intuitive.
I know. It's hard to find.
It's kind of like the songs in A Star Is Born where it's like they're clearly good pop songs, but they're written in like a sort of satirical slant where it's like...
It couldn't be released on its own.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's fully in the context of
But also, if they just spell that normally, eye to eye, it'd be like, there's no joke to it.
No.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why...
It's just a good song they happen to put in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. To me, I'm like, this is as big as like, How Will I Know? Easily. It's a huge song.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so
hooky.
How Will
I Know?
I know, another one. How will I know when it's Demi's turn to pick an Unpunchable Jam?
All right, I have a playlist of my own Unpunchable Jams where I'm just kind of like, fucking, just pick one. I'm going to go with a song called Devil's Gun by CJ & Co.
Nowhere stand against the devil's God.
It's a disco song, but it like has this incredible like string section behind it. It's so good.
Oh, I do know this song. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Also,
right?
I love this shared like mouth sounds instead of words that it has with mbop.
Exactly. That's the connection.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anytime you sing sounds, I guess in a way you're always singing sounds, but.
Mm-bop. Oh, yeah, because you love Freak on a Leash, right?
That is the end of our actual show. Now comes the part where we say, Brody, where can people follow you and find your stuff?
Oh, people can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, your Twitter's good.
Oh, thank you so much.
I like
much.
Your Twitter.
Thank you so much.
I'm undecided.
Yeah. Oh my God, I hate it. It's terrible. But please follow me.
Yeah.
That's how I get.
More good people on Twitter 2019.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to offset the assholes.
Yes, please. I'm one of the good ones.
Yes, click
no,
to
I
pray.
Posted, I posted so many pictures of, like, the other day I found, like, two pennies, and I posted so many pictures of those two pennies, and I was like, oh, no, people follow me.
You're like, hell yeah, people are going to see these pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I especially appreciate your constant screenshot posting with your conversations with former guest Dylan Galula.
Oh my God, yeah.
I love
conversations.
You
I don't know why you guys don't have a sitcom. This is absurd.
Thank you. We should. And you should. Guys are going to be the EPs on it.
Yes! Finally, we get to take your shoes for once.
From the creators of Friends and The Office.
Exactly. That's a transferable thing.
Yes. Thank you. I thought it was. I was hoping by having you on here, I might be the creator of The Office.
And you are now.
Thank you. Demi, where can
then
people...
Then Speechless is it airing right now?
Yes. Speechless is on the TJIF lineup on ABC. It is 8:30 p.m. on Fridays. It's very funny.
You're a writer
and
on that show.
I am a writer on that show. It stars John Ross Bowie and Minnie Driver. They're hilarious. And Cedric Yarbrough, who is
the best.
So fucking funny. He is so great. And it's a really good show.
Yeah,
oh
this
God.
Is
Everyone
the first I'm hearing about it. So I'm like, wait, there's a show with Minnie Driver? I want to watch
yeah,
this.
It's oh, yeah, it's so funny. And not because of the jokes that I write on it, but
it's all Zach.
Click
Cannon.
To pray yeah. is every other line.
Oh my God. If only.
A girl can dream.
And Friends from College, the new season, is out on Netflix, season 2.
Word.
It's also very funny. And it
and
has
you also
just,
wrote on that.
And I also wrote on that. It has just a beautiful cast.
Oh my God.
If you guys are listening,
it's Kobe Smolders.
You guys are really beautiful.
Keegan Michael Key.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They're
just hot people.
Just a lot of hot people.
You're involved with cool stuff and only cool stuff.
Thank you very much.
Which is why I'm shocked you agreed to do this podcast.
Are you kidding me? I was like, am I cool enough for this podcast?
Oh my God, you were perfect.
Your energy is cool like, for the podcast.
You have perfect mbop energy.
Thank you so much. I think you guys have perfect mbop energy.
That's
oh my
the
God,
kindest
thank
thing
you.
Anyone's ever said to me.
Oh my God, that's so generous.
You can follow the show at Punch Up The Jam. You can follow Miel at Miel. You can follow me at Electrolemon. Find us on Facebook or Instagram or at our Patreon, patreon.com/punchupthejam. And check out our website.
And also be nice to Marissa on Twitter at Marissa.
Be nice to Marissa.
Because we love you, Marissa.
Yeah.
Thank you for Marissa. Dealing with us.
Super producer Marissa. Canada, put your maple leaves up.
Amazing.
Marissa, mix that very loud for yourself. Thank you.
Oh my God, that was so
fun. Thank you so much, everybody. Bye.
Okay, that was
Punch Up The Jam.
Punch
Up The Jam.
Hey!
Punch Up The Jam.
Punch
Up The Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.